interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Phoenix and Chicago had quite a game last night, Tony.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Are you rooting for your home team or your other home team?
I'm only from one of them, and you know which one that is.
I know you're from Chicago, where
you
are today, but you spend a lot of time in Phoenix.
I do.
Where you just built yet another palatial mansion for yourself.
Scottsdale, and I'm only from one of them.
I thought it was North Scottsdale. I didn't know it was just Scottsdale.
Only from one of them.
Sorry. All right. Welcome to PTI, fellow Earthlings. In today's episode, Mike Shields is out. Tom Brady takes on the Eagles, and the Mercury edges the sky. But we begin today with Dodgers-Giants Game 5 tonight. This is the moment for the two best teams in baseball. The Giants won 107 games, the Dodgers won 106. The reason this game is in San Francisco tonight is that one game. And it was one game in their season series as well. The Giants won 10, the Dodgers won 9. The headline is that the Dodgers will start right-hander Corey Knebel and not 20-game winner Julio Urias in some sort of weird strategic move. Wilbon, which team wins and advances?
I don't know. I can't say I don't care.
Good answer.
I've picked the Dodgers. I got stuff I care about. I'm going to get to it right now.
Right.
The reason this game exists tonight at all is because baseball, Major League Baseball, in whatever capacity you want to consider, was too dumb to reseed or seed this properly so these two could meet in the championship series of the National League. So that's why this game exists. And now something else that baseball has turned me off. For baseball, it's not going to lose me. I've been following it too long. But, Tony, the general managers are doing the managing. We've heard hints of this. You know, there was foreshadowing. There was a few clubs that did it. And now a lot of them seem to do it. And I like Dave Roberts. I do. But I don't know that he's making this call or as a manager, purely he would make this call. Because guys now don't value starting pitching at all. These guys would look at Bob Gibson and Sandy Koufax and say, you know, maybe we'll get to you by the third inning. I hate what baseball's doing. It makes me angry on so many fronts, but those are the two things that apply to tonight.
So I will amplify on one of your points. I'm sorry this is five games and not seven. I'm sorry one of these teams will go home tonight.
Yes.
I'm sorry they're not actually playing in the World Series, which I know they can't do. And in fact, by the end of tonight, two of the three teams in baseball that won 100 games or more are going to be going home. We talked yesterday about how I was a Giants fan as a kid, and I hated the Dodgers, Mike. I hated them. But over the years, I've come to admire and respect them, so I'm okay if they win. I think they will win because they have a more powerful lineup up and down it, though they have missed Max Muncy. The Giants shut him out twice. If the Dodgers score at all in a series, the Dodgers win. And it's Logan Webb who shut him out for 7 2/3. What I'm hoping for with the Dodgers, Mike, is they don't outsmart themselves and they're not down 4-0 when they get to Urias. You know what I mean?
They really could be.
You know?
And we saw this with Tampa in the past. I hate this thing in baseball where general managers tell their managers, starting pitching, you know, we could do without it.
All right, let's move on to a story that will echo that. The St. Louis Cardinals, who won 17 straight games near the end of the season to make the wild card, today fired their manager, Mike Shildt. Shildt had winning records in all four of his seasons in St. Louis and was manager of the year in 2019. The GM said there were philosophical differences. Wilbon, does this make any sense to you?
Of course not. And the Cardinals are usually not a moronic organization. They're a great organization, like the Dodgers. You know, we've seen this with the Green Bay Packers, a great organization. It's just people at the top now, it's like that, you know, Jerry Krause line or something that was attributed to him while Michael Jordan was winning championships. Organizations win championships, not people. Well, Tony, they won 17 in a row, man. So you value philosophic alignment more than you value winning. Because if I was the owner, I would walk in and I would say to the general manager and the president, whoever is responsible for firing Shildt, I would say, get the hell out of my stadium. Get out. So this is what baseball does. We value philosophical alignment. You won 17 straight and 19 of 20, and you lost by a hair in the playoffs to a historically great team, and you fired the manager? Are you kidding me?
So let me go back in the record for a second, because his record is unassailable. His record is 252 and 199. That's really good. He's been in the organization as a scout, as a coach, as a manager, since 2004. You cannot fire him because he lost in a wild card. He obviously can't do that. And he's 53 years old, so he's not too old and he's not too young. So what happens here? I ask myself this. What do they know that I don't know? We're going to find something out down the line that we are not certain of right now, because on the face of it, Mike, it makes no sense at all.
None.
You've watched and hated the Cardinals your whole life.
Yes.
They didn't fire Whitey Herzog too soon. They didn't fire Tony La Russa too soon. What don't I know that I should know?
Tony,
I don't know.
It's the new paradigm of baseball. We've heard managers complain. We've heard guys that we didn't know and have covered say they don't want my input anymore. They want to manage it from the front office. This is Tony. Maybe there'll be something else. But right now, where we sit with what we know, that's all this is. You don't say philosophical difference if it's something off the field or something that angered you. No. They seem to be telling the truth. He won 17 in a row, but he didn't handle the pitching the way we wanted. He left some guys in four pitches too long. What? Baseball's got issues, and they keep piling issues on top of issues. Tonight's game
and
five
yet,
will go.
And yet, and we love baseball.
We do.
I said
I'm not going to stop watching. I said that.
Okay.
I love it. I'm old.
Okay.
I'm going to watch. But I'm angry
That's right.
at baseball right now.
Go ahead.
Tonight's game five will go up against Thursday Night Football. Tom Brady leads the 4-1 Bucks against the 2-3 Eagles. This seems like an easy win for the Buccaneers on paper, Tone, but Philadelphia's defense played better against the Panthers. Tom Brady has an injured thumb, and the game is in Philly on short rest for Tampa. So are you smelling the possibility, even a whiff, of an upset?
So I'm up here in my attic, and I'm trying to smell a whiff. And I got the windows open, and indeed, I smell a whiff. And I'm going to tell you why. Because there is one way that we know, and only one way we know, to beat Tom Brady. That is to rush him up the middle. He's a pocket passer. Collapse the pocket and get to Tom Brady. And what the Philadelphia Eagles have are two guys who can do that. Fletcher Cox can do that, and Javon Hargrave, who's got six sacks already
six
by himself,
already.
They
yeah.
can do that. That's their chance, and they're going to have to do that because Brady is sensational this year. He's got 15 touchdown passes in five games, and he's averaging 360 yards in the air in those games. Do I think the Eagles are going to win? No, I don't. But the Eagles aren't the Giants, okay? I mean, they're a better team than that, so I think they at least have some sort of a chance. I do.
I do too, Tone. I think so. Instinctively, I'm going to go and refer to my self-referential here. Referential. I'm going to go to the pool I'm in, Tony, the confidence pool, where you can assign anything from 1 to 16, you know, points on how confident are you this team tonight is going to win. Tom Brady gets 16 points from me more than any other player/team in the 20 years I've been in this pool. But tonight, Tone, I only give Tom Brady and the Bucks a 6. They're a 6 on my confidence
really?
Meter. I think the Eagles... The formula for beating Tom Brady is exactly what you said. Collapse that pocket,
yeah.
get somebody on either end to put him down 5 or 6 times, maybe a couple of times
right.
in the first quarter, and you can work on them. Tampa's got
That's
some,
right.
you know, banged up. They've been some dings, as they say now.
You see.
So a little more than a whiff. I'm not going to go crazy. And not my, the Eagles aren't a 16. They're not even getting the confidence that they can win at all. But a 6 for Tampa, I think this could be a game. It should be a game.
One small point. This weekend is going to tell us a little bit about the NFC East. They are all playing out of division. The Eagles are playing Tampa Bay. The Cowboys are playing the Patriots. Washington plays Kansas City. The Giants play the Rams. I'd like to see if they win any, because last year they would not have won any. And we move on. Wilbon, I know you were locked into the WNBA last night.
Yes, I was.
It isn't always that a championship series features cities where you own homes. Phoenix beat Chicago to even their best of series at 1. Brittany Griner had 29 points, 12 rebounds, and an in-game
Dominant.
Dunk. Who
Dominant.
Do you favor the rest of the way? Which of your two home teams?
I have one home team, as I've had all my life. And I told you, I would listen, otherwise, if they were playing anybody else, I'd be rooting for the Mercury. I would. And the GOAT that you think is the GOAT, and she's certainly on the GOAT list, my GOAT list too, Diana Taurasi. She had a couple of enormous shots late in the game. She didn't do too much in the first half, and then she was like she was saving it. Boom. She did it. And you mentioned the dunk and the point totals and all of that, points, rebounds, block shots. I mean, you know, Phoenix had to really have a dash late. The Sky led for about 70% of that game. And at the end of the game, they made some mistakes, particularly offensively, took some bad shots. And Candace Parker was just terrific post-game saying, hey, we made some mistakes we can't make, and this thing's going back to Chicago. Tony, it's tough to see the Mercury going 0-2 in Chicago, as good as they are. Like, can they get a game to send this back to Phoenix for game five? I would think, but I'm still going with the Sky. I'm still going with the three-headed monster they've got. I'm still going with my hometown, Chicago.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning Diana Taurasi, because as you know, I love her and loved her all the way back to UConn. Yeah. And I think she's the greatest women's basketball player of all time. And she didn't have just a few points in the first half. She had two. That's all she had, was two. That stinks. And she's 39 years old, which is old. But in the second half, in money time, she had 18. And in the overtime, she personally had 8, and the Chicago Sky had 7. And that's all I'm going to say about this. She personally outscored them. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I rest my case.
Brittany Griner made it possible for Taurasi to be alive in the second half. Brittany Griner, she was dominant.
Coming up, would you rather have Justin Herbert or Lamar Jackson when they play on Sunday?
And on the eve of the ALCS, the Astros get some concerning news about Lance McCullers. Tone, I can't go to that game tomorrow night here in Chicago. I can't even go.
Why? Why?
I got reunion. College reunion. You want to guess what year?
Pardon the Interruption is presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
Time for toss-up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, drives to Wilbon's empty house, shimmies up a drain pipe, squeezes through an open window, and watches baseball and football on two separate TVs at the same time. What's first?
Toss-up. They face each other Sunday. Who would you rather have? Justin Herbert or Lamar Jackson?
So Lamar Jackson was out of this world against Indianapolis. He was just tremendous. He did everything you could ask him to do. It's possible this year, especially with 17 games, that he could have 5,000 passing yards and 1,000 rushing yards, which has never been done before. The Chargers have no rush defense at all, and that's what Baltimore specializes in, rushing the ball. I would like to pick Justin Herbert. I think long-term he's going to be a better quarterback because he's a better passer. I'd like to pick him, but I'm not going to pick him. I'm not, because of this oddity, this geographical oddity. They're coming from the West Coast to the East Coast, and for some reason I don't understand, CBS didn't put this game on at 4 o'clock. They put this game on at 1 o'clock, which is 10 o'clock in the morning, Charger time, and we know what happens historically in that circumstance, so I'm going to take Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
I'm going to take Lamar Jackson. They ain't got nothing to do with geography or what time the game's on. By the way, Fox is putting on Bears-Packers at 1 o'clock. I don't understand. We just described two of the more interesting games of the week. Tony, there's no better passer right now than Lamar Jackson. And that's the conundrum for any defense. He's the best rushing quarterback, the best running quarterback ever. Better than Michael Vick, better than Steve Young, better than Randall Cunningham. The best running quarterback ever. and now he can drop dimes on you.
That's right.
I'm sorry. It's Lamar Jackson. Look, I love this kid on San Diego. I love him in those uniforms. Yeah. I love him in the baby blue. He ain't Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's already won an MVP. So you said this kid could go on to be better. That means he probably have to win at least two MVPs because Lamar Jackson right now is on the rail to get his second.
All right. Next.
Toss up, who do you favor in the ALCS, the Red Sox or the Astros?
I'm going to take the Astros, and I'm going to do it on the strength of the head-to-head this year so far. They beat the Red Sox 5 out of 7 games. They won by an average of 2.4 runs. The raw numbers were 42-25, which is a big disparity. The Astros got 6 runs a game. You're going to win with 6 runs a game. Neither team pitches very well. The Astros just lost McCullers probably for the series, and Chris Sale has been falling on his face lately. So who's going to hit? Now, they both hit. The Sox have Devers and Schwarber and Martinez, you know, and Bogarts, and the Astros have Altuve and Bregman and Correa and Brantley. But the Astros led the entire major leagues in runs this year, Mike. I'm usually wrong on baseball, but I'm going to take the Astros thinking that there's a little more incentive to get to the World Series because of what's happened before.
Well, Tony, they certainly play with a chip the size of a boulder on their shoulders. Good for them. And I was going to pick Houston until I heard about the McCullers news that he could be out for this series.
That's right.
And, Tony, I mean, when I started looking at this, I mean, I know Valdez and Garcia are good pitchers that Houston will depend on, but I'm looking at Sale, Eovaldi, and Rodriguez for Boston. And I know you say pitching isn't going to win this series because of the way these teams hit, but, Tony, pitching is going to win this series. They may give up more runs on average, but somebody – defense always wins in these things, even when people count them out. Pitching is defense. I'm going to actually switcheroo here, and the Boston has that look. They have that look of these other World Series teams in recent times where you go against them and they just rise up and do something to
America
win these series.
Loves the fact that you're going I-95. Loves that.
I know.
Let's take one last break.
So sad.
Still to come, Aaron Rodgers singles out one team he would never play for. I'm going to guess the Packers next year. I'm guessing.
He can't play for the Bears. And the men's U.S. soccer team posts a huge win over Costa Rica.
Glued to it last night. Absolute glue. I was on that. Was that on TV?
No.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 80th birthday, Jerry Glanville. Glanville was head coach for the Houston Oilers and Atlanta Falcons in the 80s and early 90s. He made the playoffs 4 times and he won 3 games. His overall record was 63-73, but he was quite popular because he was a natural character and showman. A little known fact about Glanville was that he was also a NASCAR driver. He drove 6 races on one of the lesser circuits, and his best finish was 20th at Volusia County Speedway in 1992, and I hope I pronounced that correctly. Glanville also drove trucks. But the main reason we wish Jerry Glanville a happy birthday is for this enduring, spectacular quote. Glanville was admonishing a back judge for a particularly bad call, and he leaned into it, and he said, quote, "This isn't college. You're not at a homecoming. This is the NFL, which stands for not for long when you make them bleeping calls. Come on, Wilbon, how great is that?"
Tony, I got at least 5 Jerry Glanville stories. I'll tell a quick one. Going to the 2004 Olympics in Athens, I took a cruise ship. I get on the cruise ship. I'm just there. I'm wandering. I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on here. Guy walks up, hands me a glass of champagne and says, "Good to see you. I can't believe you're here. It's Jerry Glanville.
We're in the Mediterranean.
Glanville then says he's the entertainment and he's going to have Chalk Talks during the week. And Jerry says,
"Wonderful.
You better come to my first Chalk Talk or I'm coming to your room to get you." And I became the prop.
That's great.
It was so much fun. Jerry Glanville's so loony, and I loved every interaction I've ever had with him.
That's wonderful. It is. Happy anniversary, Jose Bautista. On this day, 6 years ago in Game 5 of a particularly contentious ALDS with the Texas Rangers, Joey Bats broke open a tie game in the home seventh with a three-run homer and one of the most epic bat flips in history. A stare down of the pitcher followed by the dismissive toss of his bat. This is a seminal moment in bat flipping because it came at a time when such theatrical flips were considered mortal sins, a time when not every batter pranced and preened and carried on in tribute to his own greatness and self-love. When Joey Bats did this, the other team remembered. Indeed, the next May, a Texas pitcher deliberately plunked Bautista. And when Bautista slid late and hard into second base on an ensuing grounder, Rougned Odor punched Bautista in the face. Payback is sweet.
Man, he took a good punch. I mean, I'm not going to call him Tyson Fury, but he kept his feet. By the way, he was so dramatic at the plate. I mean, he makes Fernando Tatis look subtle. I mean, compared to the stances and the flips and the defiance. And, you know, I guess that part of baseball I've grown okay with. I have.
A melancholy trails to Ray Fossey. The catcher who was bowled over by Pete Rose in one of the most famous plays in All-Star game history died yesterday at age 74 after a long illness. Fossey was 23 in 1970 when he was an All-Star for Cleveland. He was on his way to hitting .307 and winning the first of his two Gold Gloves. But nothing in his 12-year career matched the lasting image of Fossey being knocked backwards by Rose, flying into home plate with a winning run in the 12th inning in his home stadium, Riverfront. Fossey fractured his left shoulder, a pain that endured the rest of his life. Fossey was never the same as a player. Played 924 games over 12 seasons in Cleveland, Oakland, Seattle, and Milwaukee. He was on two champions in Oakland, and he remained there as a broadcaster for 35 years, but his baseball career was forever defined by that play at the plate.
Now, Tony, I'm of an age where, I mean, Pete Rose is one of the first baseball players I ever identified with his whole career. But over the years, and I've met Fossey a few times, I hold Rose responsible. It was reckless. It was irresponsible. It's an all-star game. You don't have to do that. And it ruined a career. It really did.
Big finish real quick. Alex Ovechkin, the great eight, scored two goals to move past Marcel Dion into fifth place on the NHL's all-time goal list. Big deal?
There's one guy on the board to pass, and I know Gordie Howe, but it's not Gordie Howe. It's Gretzky. And Melrose said last night he didn't think it's going to happen. Sportico says the Maple Leafs are the most valuable NHL franchise and more than $2 billion. That doesn't make sense to me.
Them won in 50 years. I would have thought there were others. Aaron Rodgers said he'd never play for your Bears. Are you disappointed?
No, that's what he should say. Good for Aaron Rodgers. I guessed that correctly. U.S. men's soccer team beat Costa Rica 2-1 in a World Cup quali. Is that significant?
Yeah, they're on the path to the World Cup. Last one, college football tonight, Navy at Memphis. Who you got?
They're both admirable. Sorry, I got a clicker. We got baseball, we got Tom Brady. I can't make time. I don't have my third TV here in Chicago, Tom. It's a tough night.
We're out of time. Try and do better the next time and get Wilbon another TV. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. And now, on one TV.